Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
A legend tells of a farmer who had a beautiful daughter who was courted by a variety of young men, all who wanted to marry her. So the farmer promised the hand of his daughter in marriage to the young man who could walk through his field of corn, never backtracking, and select the largest, most perfect ear of corn in the entire field. And did it work? No. The beautiful daughter, so goes the myth, ended up as an old maid. Here's why. The most promising suitor ended up walking through the field, looking, waiting, uncertain. As he approached the end of the field, in desperation, he selected an ear of corn, having passed up many which were far superior to what he ended up with in his hand. Other young men walked through the field, unable to backtrack, and ended up with nothing, because they just couldn't decide which ear of corn was the most beautiful, the most perfectly formed. Such, however, is a picture of those of us who suffer from a paralysis of analysis, unable to make decisions, always uncertain as to what to do. Do you know people like that? The problem is only made worse by the vast number of decisions that have to be made today because of the complexity of our lives and society. Life used to be simple, no longer. And when we are confronted with decisions and hesitate, the decision is usually made for you by default. And often, making decisions by default is a disaster, the worst thing that you can do. Interested in finding a few simple guidelines that will help you decide? Guideline 1. Face your decision. The first step is to clarify what decision is necessary. I'm thinking of a young man who was treated for cancer. Now another lump has appeared. His sister is afraid the old problem has returned. So far, he's done nothing. Bad decision? Yes. Ignoring the problem is the decision to let the problem get worse. Guideline 2. Realistically confront the options which you have, along with the consequences of each one. There is something about our nature that rarely wants to think of the worst possible scenario. Realism, not looking at circumstances through rosy glasses, is a valid part of good decision-making. If you just can't face the consequences of a decision, get some help. And ask someone who is honest and mature enough and loves you enough to give it to you straight. Guideline 3. Write down or journal the possibilities. As I suggested on a previous commentary, take a sheet of paper and divide it. Make a pro column and a con column. On a scale of 1 to 5, measure the strength of each item you select. Guideline 4. Make prayer a serious part of your decision-making. God, what is your will in this situation? When you honestly can bring yourself to say, "May your will be done. Show me clearly what you want me to do," you're well on your way to finding the right answer. Guideline 5. Search Scripture to see what God has already revealed about the decision you are to make. Many people are amazed to learn that the Bible deals with literally hundreds of situations that provide clear moral guidance for us today. At the risk of sounding like this is an oversimplification, may I say that I believe God's Word gives direction in either statement or principle for every decision you will ever have to make in life, provided you are willing to apply the principles to the issues that confront you. Guideline 6. Once you've made a decision, don't look back.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening. And join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.